Governor Cuomo has said it's possible he'll call a special session to address potential gaps in the state budget that could total several billion dollars. But he says the uncertainty over what will happen in Washington on health care funding and on major tax changes is making it hard to plan.
We need certainty to come back and have a special session. We need certainty as to what is going to happen. The possibilities are devastating.
The state loses around $1 billion in federal funding now that Congress has failed to renew the Child Health Plus plan, which offers health care to around 330,000 low-income children in New York. A fund to help public hospitals pay for caring for the uninsured, the Disproportionate Share Hospital Fund, or DSH, also lapsed on October 1st. The governor has said total losses for New York could be $2.6 billion over the next few years. Cuomo appeared at an event with New York Senator Chuck Schumer. Schumer, who's also the leader of the Senate Democrats, says he's trying to get the money restored.
I am very hopeful. The DSH has been cut in the past and restored retroactively, and we would make every effort to do that in the budget negotiations in December. If the past is prologue, we'll be able to restore it. We're going to work very hard to see that it's done.
Schumer says he's also hopeful that subsidies related to the Affordable Care Act, cut by President Trump, can also be restored. He says the bill by Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican, and Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat, is gaining traction. The senator did not offer an opinion on whether the governor and state lawmakers should hold a special session. He says that's their business. But he says any potential cuts or adjustments made to the state budget might be short-lived.
I'm not governor. I'm not running the state. But I don't know if they acted right now. It might be undone rather quickly. Might have to be undone rather quickly.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who met with his Democratic majority members at the Capitol earlier this month, says he believes that a special session is probably unnecessary. He says that's because so far, many of the proposals harmful to New York have not actually been approved in Congress.
If nothing else worse happens, I think we're fine, but I think if some severe federal action comes, then I think it absolutely will be a larger conversation between the governor, the assembly, and the Senate. And that's what I'm saying. As long as nothing else really bad happens, we may not have to come back.
Schumer and Cuomo called their press conference to denounce tax overhaul changes that could also impact the state budget. But they say the plan to end state and local tax deductions from federal income taxes would also directly affect many middle and upper middle class taxpayers. That's because New York is a state with relatively high taxes. Cuomo calls the proposal hypocritical. He says New Yorkers are unfairly targeted.
They have one tax plan for everywhere else in the United States, and a different plan for New York, which is a tax increase plan.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli issued a report that finds New York residents stand to lose more than $72 billion in reported deductions for income and property taxes if the proposals to change the federal tax code are approved. Several Republican Congress members, as well as all of New York's Democratic representatives, voted against getting rid of the state and local tax deduction in a vote held Thursday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.